opening to relaxation of the body, allowing the body to relax. It can be helpful, especially at the beginning, to take some time with this and scan through the body, checking in the top of the head and the face and seeing if there can be a relaxation of that area. Relaxing around the eyes and the mouth and the jaw. Relaxing the neck and shoulders. Softening the arms, the hands. Softening the chest and upper back, the muscles around the rib cage. Sometimes a deeper breath supports that area to soften and relax, so you might take a deeper breath. And notice the stretching of those muscles and how they can soften and release. On the out breath. Relaxing across the stomach and abdomen. We often tend to hold that area kind of subconsciously, letting it maybe hang forward a little bit. Relaxing the middle and lower back, the hips, the pelvis. The legs, the feet. And then sometimes it's also possible, we often think of relaxation being on the surface of the body, the muscles of the body. Sometimes it's also possible to relax deep inside the body. So maybe just check in and see. Maybe the inside of the throat can relax. Maybe the area around the heart can relax. Maybe the stomach and the intestines can relax. And then see if there can be a release or a relaxation of the mind. Sometimes this can be at the beginning, this might be a little confusing, but Gill offers an analogy that can support this. Just as if your brain were a muscle. Maybe the brain can relax. That can be an image that supports what is in the direction of relaxing the mind. Maybe the brain can relax. As the body and mind relax, there can be a very natural awareness that is simply already happening. Are you aware? You may not know how you know you're aware, but just take in, yep, aware. And what is obvious? Maybe some sounds. Maybe body sensations. Relax and explore receiving whatever's most obvious in this moment. It can be any experience. There's no experience that is somehow better than any other experience in terms of cultivating this capacity to be aware and to know sound, body sensation, pleasant or unpleasant. Emotions, feelings. Whatever is happening, do you know that it's happening? Aware of what? Receiving. If there's a kind of a confusion about what's obvious, the mind isn't particularly knowing anything at the moment that seems obvious, just pick something that's relatively easy to connect with in this moment. Some obvious, probably body sensation. Just pick something. Maybe the contact of your hips or your hands as a touch point. Just as a way to connect. This is in the present moment. But then you don't need to hold to that, hold on to that experience, because the attention will shift. You may be aware for a few moments of a breath, And then there's a body sensation, another body sensation, a sound. Sometimes we can see what it means to follow the attention, allowing. We don't have to hold the attention anywhere, but can we be aware when the attention shifts to something new? Aware of body sensation, and then the attention might shift to sound, or perhaps to a mind state or a mood, maybe a dreaminess of mind, or low energy, or interest, or confusion. There doesn't need to be any hierarchy of what we know. I'm curious to follow the attention. Where does the attention land? If you are aware when the attention shifts, you are mindful of it. Relax. Receive. What's obvious? Let your experience show itself to you. And this is a process of, in many ways, being an observer, a witness to our human experience. And much as a naturalist goes out into the world and observes nature, observes how the plants and trees grow, how the animals live and interact, but not by being involved, just by witnessing. This is the stance that we explore. What is our nature? Curious, as a naturalist might be curious in nature. What's this? And what's this? Essentially, we are learning about ourselves. And because there's so many processes that are human processes happening, we're learning about what it means to be human. Relax and receive. Are you aware? What is obvious? course, the mind will wander, get lost in thought. Often what happens is that we aren't fully aware of some shift of attention. And then we start thinking about that and then get lost in those thoughts. In the moment when you remember that moment of mindfulness returning, aware again. As Nisha said, can we celebrate that, appreciate that awareness returning? What is that experience? Aware again. And what's obvious now, in this moment? The mind having been wandering. Curiosity is such a great support for our practice. Can we be curious about our human experience? Not take it for granted, because we have taken it for granted for so many years. We haven't really known what it's meant to be alive and human. This is an opportunity. Are you aware? What is obvious? Let your life show itself to you. And from time to time, it can be useful to check in. What is the relationship to what is happening? Do you want something to continue? To keep happening? Do you want something to stop happening? Is there confusion? Or maybe there's simply kind of an allowing okayness with what is happening. We're checking in. What's the relationship? How am I with what is happening? Not to look for it or try to find it, but just to see if something is willing to show itself like a shy creature in the forest. If you go digging around, they won't show themselves. So settle back and just, is there something here? How am I? See if it wants to show itself. If it does, you can just, oh, that's here too. That not liking is here, too. That wanting is here, too. How does that affect us? What's obvious? So if an attitude does show up, that's just what we notice. What's obvious, having become aware of that attitude? Oh, frustration. Oh, what's obvious about that? Curiosity. Curiosity and playfulness. Keeping it light. maybe like being a very young naturalist out there in the world. Ooh, what's that? What's that? Curious and playful. Relax. Receive. Explore the possibility of allowing whatever is here and with that curiosity, like the naturalist, we learn about ourselves, learn about being human. Relax. Receive. Allow and learn.